God's will to prosper his people. God's will to prosper his people. It's God's will to prosper us.
Amen.
Now, we don't go after money. We don't seek after things. We seek after God. Because, when I got born again, I had money. I'm living in a brick house. I had all the whiskey I wanted all the time. Black Beauty's in the cabinet. Had marijuana in the freezer. Kept it up there keeping dried out, I had all that. But I was empty. And that day when I give my heart to Jesus, none of that really meant nothing. And so the whole time that I've been saved, I've not got tripped up by the man. He can't get me after money. I won't go after money. I had money. I try my best to go after the one that came after me. That day, I owe him everything. He gave me my life back. He gave me my marriage back. He gave me all kinds of things. What I'm saying in that is, I didn't realize that it was God's will to prosper me. I've been to church, but I've never heard it preached on about anything about God wants to prosper you financially. God wants to prosper you in your marriage. I would hear people say, I'm not saying they wasn't saying it, but I would hear them say, God can work in your marriage, but nobody ever told me how to do it. They would say, God can financially bless you, but they didn't have the answer to tell me how to get it. Went to church one day and we was in the meeting. God quickly moved me up in church and things, I think to help me stay in church, maybe. But anyhow, in the meeting, he said, somebody in the meeting, it was not a church meeting, it was a business meeting of the church. And anyhow, he said, we got to die of the flesh. And so I asked him, I said, how do we do it? But he didn't have an answer. But I knew the answer. Keep doing what I was doing. Serving Jesus. Because if you serve Jesus, that flesh man will continually, if you're serving him and going after him, seeking the Lord, our flesh man will continually be crucified. I don't have to make it happen. It's good for me to strive to be like Jesus. It's good for me to want to be like Jesus. But, doing that flesh man, we'll be like, when we're going to go the wrong way or whatever, if we can't hear from the Lord, he'll get the word. Just like was Richard, that place went under. I've been offered all kinds of stuff. But the will of God's what I want. So, in the will of God, you will find that there is true, biblical, God-centered, God-anointed prosperity. Spirit, soul, and body. Paul said, I would that you be whole, spirit, soul, and body. Spiritually strong, soul is mind, will, and emotions, your soul. People talk about soul. Soul in the Bible is made up of three things. It's made up of my mind, where I reason things. My will, where I will to come to church or I will not to. Where I make choices. And emotions, you know what emotions is? I was happy. I come through the house one day and just to make an example. And I'm having a good day and Teresa's been listening to sermons on love. Walking in love all day. So she's kind of built up, I guess. You can't listen to sermons and not get pumped up.
Right.
It'll just build you up, man. So I come through there, coming through the hall, and she met me, and she goes, slapped me right in the face. Pow! And I'm like, whoa. Boy, I wanted to help her get back in yonder somewhere. She said, I'm seeing if you're walking in love. And I thought to myself, crazy? That used to be fighting ground, man. Slap me in the face. I don't care who you are. But anyways, you know, I proved it all. I was walking in love. She ain't got false teeth today. She stayed awake in the hall. My God, and I realized that I was stronger. See, my emotions, I'm talking about the emotional part now. I got very emotional there for a second. But you know what? I was rooted in the love of God. And really, see, that's what he was talking about. I would that you be strong spiritually, soul, mind, will, and emotion, and your emotions. Body. Emotions. See, prosperity has to do with how we grow spiritually. Money, you think you need money. Money, you don't need money. They told me overseas one time, they still do, send us some money, send us some money. Nothing wrong with that if the Lord's leading. We feed people. We do that. India, different places. Well, the guy one time, well, if y'all can send us some money, we can build a church. I told him, I said, you don't need what we have. You need what we know. I said, he's the same God in India as he is in Alabama.
Amen.
He's the same God over there in Peru as he is in Alabama.
Amen.
The Bible don't change when you get on the plane and go into a different time zone.
Right.
It ain't like the Bible changes.
Glory to God.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Jesus is Jesus.
Yeah.
His word is him. Hallelujah. And wherever that Jesus is planted and the word is planted, prosperity comes. I don't care where it's at on this planet. Hallelujah. It even worked in hell.
Yeah.
The word with the hell.
Yeah, right.
He took the keys to death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
He taught us in Sunday school. Sunday school, good. Learn some good stuff. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's God's will to prosper his people.
Amen.
It's God's will to prosper you. Well, I don't feel worthy. Oh, shut that up.
Yeah.
Jesus shed precious blood for you. You hear me? It ain't whether we worthy or not. There ain't none of us worthy of salvation, hallelujah. But God loved us, and God had mercy on us, and God sent mercy. His name was Jesus, and that same Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, met me in my living room down yonder in 1992 or 3 or whatever it was, and I found out then that Jesus was really real. I was born again. I'd been to church, told me about him, that's fine. Seeds are planted, some plant, some water. God gives the increase, the Bible says.
Amen.
God gave the increase that day, and I've been a changed man for 20-something years. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, and I'm going to prosper. I do prosper. And I don't care if the world gets mad if I prosper. I don't go after it. I don't seek after that stuff. The Bible tells me and you in Proverbs 10:22 that the blessed... Put that up there, man, please.
Come on, preacher.
The blessing of the Lord. Not my job. Not God's doers, not the government. Hallelujah. He can bring it any way he wants to now. Don't discard what I said. That we open to him, but we're not putting our trust in none of that. Not in us. I mean, what if something hits you and you're sick for 6 weeks and you can't go to that thing where you've been taking care of you? Then the thing that you trusted in is going to fail you.
Right.
Well, prosperity don't fail. God's kingdom don't fail. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich.
Amen.
Rich. Can you even say it? Rich.
Rich.
But God is mine. That's mine. That's mine. That is mine. That is yours. That is yours.
Yep.
Well, I'm on a fixed. Shut up.
Right.
That is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Don't limit yourself to a fixed income, disability, non-ability, no job. That don't change no matter what.
Amen.
That does not change. See, God's will to prosper you, but you got to believe that it's God's will to prosper you, not if things are working out in your favor. Listen, this word is going to test you and see what you really believe. If you really believe God is real and He wants to prosper you, then you don't have joy on Sunday when the message is anointed and they call in and give you the pink slip on Monday. And then you lose all your joy. You didn't believe to start with. All you got is seed planted. And that opportunity is opportunity to get up and say glory to God. God took come to me one time and he told me, he said in church, and I hear rumors at work, they're going to give pink slips. And I'm one of the first ones that's going to go. And I let him get done. And sure, all his things, he has house payment. I mean, all that's real, Mac. I'm not saying it ain't real. The pressure's real. The reality in the natural is real. And so I waited and got done. I said, well, praise God. He said, what, Pastor? I said, praise God. I said, your confidence ain't your job. I said, you know what you're going to do, what you need to do? I said, let God don't talk to them anymore about that. Praise God. You go on to work. Praise God. And if they hand you a pink slip, don't say anything. Just grab your pink slip and leave out there praising God loudly. Glory to God. And everybody going to say, look at that idiot. He's got a pink slip and he's praising God while he's going out the door. I said, don't believe the report that you're hearing. You stand on the word of God. You stand on the word of God. You don't look at all of that. But if something does happen, no matter what, all I was teaching him, all of us go through, baby. And some of us go praise God and believe God through all the mess we go through and see the glory and prosper.
Amen.
We're going to prosper.
Thank you, Jesus.
I kind of thrive in trials. I've been so embedded in them ever since I got saved. I was telling David the other day, I said, I need to put together that sermon, Vic Victory and Terry Trial, two Christians. I slaughtered it. I got it from another preacher. I make it sound pretty good, but he really teaches good on it. But I'm that Vic Victory. I consider myself as the Vic Victory Christian. The Terry Trial Christian, they're both Christians. But one of them listens to secular music all the time. And a tear in the, or you make a speak and go boom, boom, or whatever y'all like, you know. I used to like Kiss and all of them. But if you don't ask, if you want somebody that shaves everything in their song, that weird stuff, you don't understand it till you messed up. You can't understand the movie, Johnny, until you messed up. You're like, what does that mean? Why does that make sense? Then you get stolen. Oh, crank it up. Woo, you in the zone, baby. See, this kingdom don't make no sense to the natural mind most of the time. But we have understanding in our spirit by the word of God and the will of God. I found out the will of God was for me to have a good marriage. That's prosperity. For me to have a good relationship always with my son. That's prosperity. For me to be able to lead him in right standing with God and show him what it is to, that was prosperity to me. For me to be able to tell him, no, that's not right, son. God's way's right. That's prosperity.
Come on.
At its finest.
Lord God.
It's not about the banking account full of money, which mine's filling up.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm not throwing that out the window. No, I don't like being broke. No.
Bless him, Lord.
No, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just beg when I'm broke. Well, get off of that. We're not beggars here. If you go to church here, stop begging bucks for to help you.
Yep.
You hear what I'm telling you? Get yourself in here and you plant some seeds and you tithe. Well, I got $2, but I gave a 5 cents, you know, offering. No, that's not tithe. $2 is 20 cents.
Bless the Lord.
Come on, somebody. $2 is 20 cents. Well, God knows. No, shut that up. You've been here too long to be whining that old stick. Nobody knows. We know how it is to come here broke and bring an offering. We know how it is to struggle at home and not have no grocery money. But God, and make up our minds that our God is real. The blessing of the Lord is ours. And come to the house of God and put an offering in when I came and buy my baby candy. We understand the struggle, but we were not going to be beggars. I found out in the Bible, the psalmist David, he said, I've been young and now I'm old, and I've not seen the righteous cast down forsaken or his seed begging blood for bread.
That's
right.
Jesus.
I'm getting old, so I'm
right.
I can't help it.
That's right.
I can't help it.
Come on. Good stuff.
I come and marched through Bluffville when I had $300 in a building fund and a dream from God to prosper. And black God, I marched around this city. See, sometimes you need to throw your wallet out on the ground and march around it like the Jericho wall. And I mean just have a glory to God. I'm going to be quiet 6 times, and 7 times I've got to shout hallelujah that the financial breakthroughs have come to my wallet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I myself stupid? Well, call me stupid. The Bible says, as a man believes in his heart, so is he. And I just believe that me and you and Christians have the authority given by the Lord to prophesy to our circumstances.
Amen.
To prophesy. Especially when the Spirit of God is speaking it. To our bodies. Lay hands on the lump.
Yep.
Let God get up and scold.
Amen.
I had some kind of weird thing when that COVID thing was around. Was it not in a good place? In my, on my body, actually, and I can't even say where it was at. That sucker just popped up there and gave me trouble for a week. And I thought, oh, but God, that insurance kicks in real good. Insurance, and I mean, it started giving me pain. And I'm like, wait on insurance? What's wrong with you? You know better than I. So I laid hands on myself and I rebuked it and commanded it to go and go back to hell, I said. You go back to hell where you came from, you idiot. You're not going to, and you know what, praise God? It's gone.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Trisha's laughing because she knows the areas and all that stuff. And I told her, I said, don't you tell nobody about that. Nobody. That's private.
Ain't no more.
No, I'm
Tony.
There
ain't no more.
I just believe we got power in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I just believe a blessing works as it works in my life. Not just in the financial realm, but I am big on prospering because I'm happy when people's blessed. I mean, when you've got cars. I mean, I've seen Richard. I'm like, good God, is that S10 going to make it out of Huntsville?
True.
Now, Richard, it's a good truck, and it's a good truck. And I'm like, it is. But I'm thinking, and I told Travis one, we're going down the road one day. I said, he's waiting on disability and all that. You know, and it's bothering me. That stuff bothers me, especially with somebody 30, 40 years old. Bothering. Irritated me. He didn't. It wasn't Richard.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm here to break the powers of darkness off of his life. He just thinks he's supposed to be here in Bluffville to come to a good church and see Toby one time. He said, we do karaoke and blah, 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 you know. And I said, I don't care. I told him straight up, I don't care.
Yeah.
We're not doing karaoke. Well, what he means is, sing along with the music. But it wasn't about that. If God said to get a karaoke, we karaoke.
Right.
But I wasn't concerned about what gifts and talents he had. His life's messed up like mine was.
Right.
The talents and gifts ain't got you nowhere, sweetheart. We got to get some word in there. We got to get in here and get this anointing to prosper working. I'm not even talking about Richard. I'm talking about me. I've been there, done that. Dreams that I thought would never happen that Jesus has made come to pass by my stance on God's word that he would do what he says he'll do in his Bible. And if I believe for 1 minute that all of y'all couldn't be healed this morning just by you receiving it and let praise God or through a gift or whatever, I'll go back and I'll go to the bars on Friday night and have fun and be hungover on Sunday and might go to work Monday. Might.
That's right. Come on.
But I'm not going.
Right.
I believe it is. I believe he is. I believe you can. And I believe everyone y'all out there in TV land, Facebook land, you ought to be in the house of God this morning showing the Lord that you really do believe that planted in the house of the Lord will cause you to flourish in the courts of your God. That going to the house of God and hearing the word of God while your back and all of that is hurting, you're showing your body you're going to worship God and him only are you going to serve. You're not going to serve your backache this morning. You're not going to serve your broke self. You got discouraged last night. You don't believe you have to go to church to be a good Christian. Blah, blah, blah. We didn't hurt it all.
That's right.
But you ain't going to prosper. I'm talking to y'all TV land sitting in your living room this morning watching me live. Every one of y'all preachers out there ought to be telling the same thing. You ought to encourage everybody to go to church. That camera right there in Facebook land is for Granny laying in the bed out there that cannot go to the house of God. It is for the jails and the prison that cannot assemble and sit together in the house of God. That's what it's for. It's for those laying in the hospital this morning that can't come to the house of God. That's what that medium TV ministry is for. The churches, listen, we, the people here, we're paid you to hear. It cost us money to come into your living room.
Glory to God.
And you need to be in the house of God somewhere backing it up with your tithes and your offerings. You need to be putting into that ministry where that is why you are sitting home broke today and discouraged. You ain't got no money today and you ain't got much vision other than your next stimulus payment. I've heard it all year. Boy, when I get that stimulus payment, I'll get me a blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, man, what about the blessing of the Lord maketh rich? I ain't got to have it. I'll give it back to the government. I don't need it, don't want it. But I'm going to take it and give it all to Teresa. I told her, I said, well, my check gets here, baby. Just put it in your bank account. Daddy don't need it.
Bless him, Lord.
My God, just stick it in there. I told her, I said, hey, baby. I said, the more you get, the more you want. She felt in my pocket. This morning we're sitting back there together. And she felt something in my pocket. And she starts reaching her hand in my pocket. Now stop it. I said, that's money. And so I thought, well, I'll just let her get it. She pulled it out, and it was a 5-1. Is that all they are? She put it back in my pocket. She's so blessed. $6 ain't nothing. My God, just. I told her one time, I said, what you are, baby? I said, you are $1,000 woman. There's nothing don't move you $1,000. Like God, she goes to herself, I need $1,000. I said, good God, what have I done? I thought, what have I done to her? Thinking she's $1,000 woman. Well, she don't buy nothing on herself, Mac. She got everything, but God, she goes and she gets the grandkids or me or whatever. Just blessed. Y'all sitting out there in Facebook land, listening to TV Jakes on the TV, and that's your pastor. Hogwash. You ain't tithing to him. Black God, you better be sending him a tithe check every Friday. Send him a tithe check. If he is your pastor, then you send him faithfully a tithe check to TD Jakes.
Yep.
And send him an offering every. Don't give us. Listen, Satan's fooled you. Yep. Satan's fooled you. You don't have to go to church to be a Christian, good Christian. That's why you'll cuss me out if I call you and offer you to church.
Who do you think you are?
Bless him, Lord. Good stuff.
Had a guy the other day, he's talking ugly when I'm on the job. Me and David. I won't tell you what he said, but it wasn't good.
Can't say it in church. We can say it at home because it's funny, but we don't need to be saying it in church. That's hogwash too. What you won't say in here, you don't need to be saying out there.
That's right. Come on.
Come on, somebody. If it ain't good in here, it ain't good out there.
Right.
Tells me that this stuff, you know. And I thought, I can't believe he said that. And I thought, yeah, I can believe it. I can believe it, he's a sinner. You know what do sinners do? Sin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when he comes back, I thought, come on, man, this dude is Jesus.
Amen.
He didn't need Jesus. So when he comes back, hey man, you don't Jesus. You say, I'm not talking to you about church, man. I told David, I said, that was bold, man. That was bold. I said, you know, that was pretty bold. I said, but Satan's bold. I said, but you know what? I found something in the Bible. I said, the righteous are bold. It's a lion. Now, I didn't mean it's a snake. Go chop him. He just didn't know who he's messing with. If I wasn't saved, he wouldn't be walking around like that. I'll slap that silly right off your face. You tell me something like that, like God. I mean, it would be on. You tell me what he told me means not lost. Shoot. I'm looking for a fight before I went to work. There's what nobody in between there and there to give you one.
Yeah.
But you know what? I thought I'm going to slap Jesus on him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I left and we had to go back and I called him again. I called him around there again. I said, ain't that what you're doing, son? I'm on him. I'm on him. Like, you just shouldn't have said that to me. You just fired me up, baby. I'm not mad. We go, and I told Travis, he gets on Travis' nerve a little. Maybe he's watching this morning. Get real, boy.
Get on. Come on.
He gets on Travis' nerve a little bit. You know, I'm going to. And so we're going down the road and I tell Travis, see, I believe the blessing. I believe the Lord wants to save the dude. I believe the dude might be a pillar in the house of God somewhere. I believe he can be changed and transformed like we have been and be a pillar in the house of God. Yeah, he might be somewhat messed up big time. Yeah. And so I'm going down the road, you know, just because I know he gets on Travis's nerves a little bit. We're going down the road, you know, and I looked over and I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to get him on the praise team right behind you. And Travis, he says, he can get in there and sit down like all the rest of them. He ain't quite there yet, baby, but just Father Daddy, I'm going to train you. Come on, somebody. I'm going through trouble. I work for Travis and go work all these hours, and I don't even get paid. The boy don't pay me. I mean, when I go to work, Coleman, that's his business. I go work for free, so I'm having to go through all this hell free. So I might as well have some fun up there, right? I told him one day, I said, fire me. I'll call Mama to come get me. Just fire me. He can't even fire me, does he? Don't pay me. See how good it is to be 54 years old? It's good. I have the good life. Turned my TV on this morning and it said the good life. And I said, I got it, Lord. I got it because I learned how to prosper in you. I learned that your will is for me to prosper, Lord, to be happy and joyous, Lord. And I yield to that. See, you can't look at the world and the way things is and stay joyous and happy and think this is going to work for you. Well, I don't know why I'm going through this. I'm a good Christian. I mean, every time I turn around, the tire's blowing out, my truck's skipping, whatever it might be. I'm believing God for a back. I wore a back hose. Maybe it was wore out when I got it. Boy, I'm telling you two or three years ago, I'm on this back hole. I'm not giving this back hole no slack. I built a dam wide as this church sanctuary with that thing, man. I'm talking about 12 foot deep. I dug it out of the ground. And I mean every minute that I wasn't working at God's doors, I was down there. Travis goes down there with me one day and something blowed out. I don't remember what it was. And it caught on fire. And I said, hurry, get the water. So we're running across the dam with bottles of water, not fire extinguisher. Bring the whole cooler. We put it out. Well, I wore it on out. Took me about an hour to get it started. I needed it over there, drove it over there, cut it off. Took me an hour and a half to get it started again. Run it, now couldn't start it at all. So I just released my faith. And I thought, well, bless God, Lord, you understand. I need to go to the bank. I need a backhoe. And then all of a sudden I thought I done made up my mind, man. I'm not borrowing money, period. Done. Done with that. I done been to payment faith. I done been to a little bit down faith and payment faith and bigger payment faith. I went from little payment to big payment faith. Then I moved into this realm. I'm sick of these payments. This is God working in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. These things are not me. That's him working, but I got to yield. I got to yield to him and start walking in a higher level. And that is a challenge. That was something that was very, very hard for me to deal with because I'm the man that I can go to the bank. I don't even have to go to the bank. I go find me a truck, I don't care where it is, and I call the bank and tell them I want it, they say, go get it. I even had them to tell me, we'll bring the papers for you to sign. I mean, listen, I told Travis, you're going to go to the bank. I said, don't go in there like you can't get it.
I would like to have it if it's possible, you know, I mean, if y'all would be gracious to me, I'm just no sinner.
So one time I said, I'll handle it, let me handle it. I said, but God, I ain't got nothing to lose in this matter. He didn't really want me to handle it. I'm handling his affair. I'm going to be rough with him. I ain't got nothing to lose. Well, when there's fear, the blessing works and makes you bold. It causes you to believe that you can come on to a place to where you can have stuff and not borrow money. I mean, you can, but you got to start where you are and say, God, help me to get it in my heart to own no man nothing and that I can have without borrowing. I got a backhoe delivered onto my property yesterday, paid for in Jesus' name. And praise God, still didn't break me, just in my wallet.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, if I had the money you had, I'm trying to tell you how to get it.
I can give you my little bit of money that I can, then you're going to go to Walmart and that's all you got. But bless God, if you listen to what I'm telling you, bless God, this word says the blessing of the Lord maketh. I got a call yesterday. Hey, you need to come up here. And I'm like, I don't really like this company. They ain't numbered right somewhat. I said, what's up? We just got in a storm, Mr. Weston. I thought, good. Y'all got some of my money. Y'all got my money. We're talking money now. You got my, oh yeah, what do you need there? Yeah, what do you need? I like him. I'm liking them better now. Well, the storm come through, blowed all their doors out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you serious? You're talking to the miracle man here. If it's God's door and black God, I got an anointing to rip them out and put them back in. I'm anointed for that, baby. You're talking my alley now. He said, oh. I said, I'll see you Monday morning. Yes, sir, Mr. Weston, see you Monday morning. I'm thinking, cha-ching, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and hath no sorrow. That's exactly what I thought. But I thought the words going to come out of his mouth. We need you to come now. And I go, say, call somebody else. It's Saturday evening. My wife just told me right before I answered it, we're closed. If that phone rings, she said, don't answer it. I don't care who it is. If it rings, she said, don't answer it. We're closed. We're going on Friday night. I closed down at 3. We got, listen, man, if you want to get in the steakhouse and get out early without a fight with your wife, if she's in a hurry, go at 3. Don't get there at 5:15. Because you got to wait in line out there 25 to 30 minutes. And then it's boiling. Out there it's boiling. And then you start thinking, oh God, I hope it don't take them a long time for the state. Good, if God, if it's packed out here, we're gonna be. And if she ever thinks I'm gonna be here in 45 minutes, like, look at Sarah. We can't wait. What are we in a hurry for? We got to get back home for what? We're gonna sit on the couch. I mean, it is fun around our house, but it does get thick sometimes. I tell it up here and it gets funny, man. It's funny time I get here. But it's kind of like a bucking horse, man. You get on and it's not exciting right then. You're just trying to get it to calm down so you can ride it. You know, and it gets a little bit better if you stay on it, but don't throw you off. Then before you know it, I mean, and then you tell people, see, the joy in it is later. When you can pay cash. When you do have victory on the inside, and you know it, victory is really yours. You've sung that song, and how to do this is the Word of God. You got to take the Word of God. People say, well, I don't really like to read the Word of God that much, you know. But they're fooling themselves. I mean, I don't care if you like to read or not. I don't like to go to work, but I get up and go. Because I know I'm anointed to do it. But that Word, give me that Joshua, man. I'm going to close. Oh, that's God's wind while I practice tonight. So when it's going to take a nap. We might as well just get together and go to church now. I know where one's going up and, we're off today. Really, are you serious? Has it come to that? To where you mention church, anything out of the ordinary, and we don't got the strength to go now? Oh, God. I know, I'm going to take it out too. I'm just kidding, God. Stay on track. He told Joshua, he said, only be thou strong and very courageous. He said, don't be weak and begging. He said, he's telling Joshua, Joshua is fixing to take over a major task right before him. He's telling him this. Taking over for Moses. And he tells Joshua because he knows. See, and Joshua has to listen to the Word of God. Well, I mean, by Jesus Christ, we're healed, we know that. That's not being strong. But my body, brother, that's not being strong. But my wife, but that's not being strong.
Right.
Somebody told somebody not too long ago that, well, my wife, she just really, blah, 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 blah. I said, that gives you no excuse. Your wife can be hell made over. Don't give you no excuse not to use the Word of God.
Right.
Don't give you no excuse. I know the feelings are there. You want to half kill her, you want to divorce, but that gives you no excuse. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou must observe according to the law, talk about the Word, which my Moses servant commanded thee, turn not to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest what? Prosper wherever you go. And it went on and he told him, he said, meditate on my Word day and night. I took that back under. You want to know partially why I am strong like I am? I'm strong. I'm not a weak Christian. I'm not a weak thinking Christian.
Amen. Come on.
When I was broke, I didn't think broke when I was broke. When I was sick, I didn't think and give in to those emotions when I was sick. I've been sick and I'm sure I'll be tacked again. Teresa says I had COVID. She said I brought it to her and give it to her. Can't prove it by me. I didn't get tested. Prove it, baby. Prove it. Prove I had COVID. How you prove it? Well, you had symptoms. You're a symptom. Don't prove nothing. Couldn't this be because you're having a bad hair day? Right? She don't feel like my wife. Don't matter. I got the papers. I've had people tell me, I don't know how you live with her. Just like you live with yours. I wouldn't have yours either. Milk toast, spaghetti spine thing. Can't take nothing. Whines about every. Mine don't whine about nothing. Mine tells me, suck it up, buttercup. In the bathroom this morning, she bumps me. I'm like, she didn't do that on purpose. I'm trying to fix my hair back. And then Aubrey hits me on the nose, got a scratch. I was trying to cover it up a little where y'all wouldn't be going, and messing y'all up on here in the preaching. And she bumps me again. And I'm like, man, we're not that fat. I told her, I said, you do that again. I said, don't do that again. I said, if you do that again, I'm going to throw you over that bathtub.
Oh, yes, try that.
I'm having to hurry and get out of the bathtub. I get in trouble. I get out of the bathroom. I'm fixing my hair. But you know what? I mean, I do have fun, Elmo. When it comes down to the Word and serious stuff, but God, I'm on the Word. I think the Word. I meditate on the Word. I chew the Word. I spit the Word out. I cough. I speak the Word over things. Hallelujah. Praise God. I do it. I'm going to do it because I really realize be strong. To be strong, I must do it. Look at the Word. According to the Jill Baker, he told him, he said, meditate it on it day and night, then you, Joshua. He didn't say God's going to, I'm going to prosper you, Joshua.
Right.
You know why? Because God was already with Joshua.
Right.
You know why he's not going to tell you that? Because God's already with you.
Amen.
God is in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And if God be for you, Scotty can't stop you.
Right.
If God be for you, dope can't stop you.
That's right.
If God be for me, you know, adultery. I mean, he did why? I mean, look, the dude, I was thinking about him yesterday, Matthew. He just turned down sex.
Amen.
He didn't say that, but I mean, we know. I mean, adultery. Somebody get you up, come over. I'm married, but then. You know, we're going to let you watch Looney Tunes.
No, we know what's going on.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
I mean, and the boy wants a wife. Poor thing. Paul said, you better off to stay single, man. Hey, it's good, but you got to have some anointing to be married. You got to use that word. Literally use it. I mean, I was thinking about him yesterday. God, I know there's somebody for Matthew down there in Lutz. I thought, Lord, it's kind of hard for me to pray because he don't know what he's doing. You know, give him a wife, man, he's going to have to move in with daddy and they're going to have trouble. And I mean, you know, all kind of things. I mean, let Travis move in out of our house. Man, I'm in trouble. I like to hang out in my underwear, that's all. Right? I'm not comfortable on the couch with clothes on. You know, I mean, you don't want to get on the couch. Some of y'all use pajamas. I mean, I don't know. You got to be fully suited if somebody's living with you. Come on. And you're already dressed. You ain't got your coffee yet. And now, you know, he could have thought, this is the one. This is the one. But you know what? It was presented ungodly to him.
Amen.
And he rejected it. Praise God.
Amen.
He rejected. Well, you know what? Poverty. I reject it.
Amen.
And you present me with nothing? I'm like, no, not my Bible.
Right.
Somebody told me one day, they said, we're not supposed to have things down here. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. I said, I got a bunch of them up there. You did? I said, yes. And I got a bunch of them down here, and I'm getting more every day. I find that my barns will be filled with plenty. I don't even have a barn, but somewhere in there, my life, I'm going to have barns. And I've got a barn, and I'm building another one.
Amen. Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
And because it says barns in there, I'm just believing God to supply barn money.
Right.
Barn stuff. And he has been, and he does.
Yeah.
I have delivered that back. That dude started out with $7,000 on that backhoe. I went home with $3,500 cash in it.
Amen.
Had a little dump truck up there. He started out, my dump truck. He looked at me and he said, why, that dump truck ain't worth but $2,500. I said, take you. I said, but now my truck's worth what I think it's worth. Like your backhoe is worth what you think it's worth. But God, what if you don't get it? I didn't have it before I got there. So I'm still just as happy. Right? I still got my cash in my... See, you got to think that way.
Yeah.
You can't think beggar mentality.
Yeah.
You're not a beggar.
Yeah.
You find what God wants, the will of God, and then you go boldly. You go boldly out knowing that he's going to bring it into your life. And I've done kept y'all 10 minutes over. And if you're going to argue about it, I'll just take up an offering at the end of it. I've got to give you an opportunity to be a doer of that word.
Amen.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking, y'all. But them out there, good God, we ain't going to church over there. No, you're supposed to be over here so you can get in on this good stuff. Hallelujah. Get in under that anointing, praise God, and get that anointing flowing in your living room, on your cars, on your stuff. Get the blessing flowing. Go from rags to riches, man. Praise, well, they don't really want that money. Well, you're stingy. But God, you just believe for more than what you already got. Send it over here to P.O. Box 88, Bluntsville, Alabama, Faithway Christian Center, and bless God, you'll be happy and we'll be happy. Because we're trying to reach the world with Jesus. We're sending the gospel all in the world, around the world. And you're sitting in your living room happy.
Come on.
Just getting by? Nah. Come over to this church.
Right.
We're going to help you out.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They're going to get you prospering, hallelujah.
That's right.
So I'm going to encourage you. You know, don't believe anything other than it's God's will to prosper you. And if you have been had that beggar mentality, start training it away from you. And start being a giver instead of a beggar. Beggars don't never get anything that God has. But believers get everything that God has. Just like these people want me to fly over yonder to different places before the pandemic. All the time. They want me to come over, praise God, and get all the churches, leaders together, like hundreds of them, you know. And I've never felt led to go. But you know why? Because of the messages they hear here. Inspires them there. And they want everybody to hear it. So I'm giving them links, hooking them up. Now we got live.
Yeah.
Even going on YouTube. I feel famous. Somebody told me, have you thought about YouTube, Brother Weston? I said, I built that thing in 2012. You're 8 years behind. I'm going to be on TV. You're going to be on TV.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of money to do that. And
station's going to call you. No, it costs millions.
Yeah. I don't care.
All I do is say, if he says go on TV, I say, y'all gear up, and y'all going to say, what are we doing? Y'all going to get fat chunks of money coming to y'all. Somehow. How do you know, Pastor? Because we got to go on TV, and they don't give it to you free.
Right. Go
over to Alabama Power.
I'm a Christian. I go to Faithway Kitchen Center. You know, I mean, you know, I need to, by faith, pay my
God
bill.
Yeah.
By faith.
They're going, by faith, what's that? We want money. Well, the Lord says, I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Y'all can't cut my power out. You leave, and your lights go, poof. Gone. That faith didn't work. Then you say, well, look at my money, $150, they got my lights off. That faith worked. You begged $150, went down there, and they turned it right. Miracle happened, didn't it? They turned it right. But thank you, Jesus. A miracle. That wasn't a miracle when you paid your light bill. See, a miracle comes in when you can't take care of your family and God does. A miracle comes in when they said you died with cancer, but God, you live, hallelujah. That's a miracle. And just the original working of the kingdom of God works in you. It's not a miracle. It's natural to be blessed and strong and prosperous and joyous. Natural. That's natural for a Christian. So I want to encourage you. Expectation brings a manifestation. Get your eyes on God's word. Get in God's word. Get books out. Put you some preaching on. Turn off the CB radios. I drive a truck too. I ain't listening to all that squabble out there. And you know, good buddy now, they get you for that. They think you done turned a little weird. Hey, good buddy. Oh, hey, good buddy, where you at? Mile marker 69. I'll meet you there in a minute. Gonna club me. Good buddy, don't get it no more. That was old school stuff.
Yeah,
good buddy, you gotta have them ears stretched. The big rings, nose hanging, you know, whatever. Chandeliers hanging from your nose. We had another dad ringing me up. I said, how's it going? I'm going good. I've been having about 18 rings. I'm like, good God Almighty, how do you even swallow with all the rings? I'm like, man, how do you keep from swallowing your tongue, man? All that stuff, man. You know, when I got some of mine makes me want to swallow. Then they mad me swallowing their tongue. Come on, pull that tongue out.
Man, this world that we live in now is funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stay on the fire lines, bless God. Get that word of God. See, the culture's not going to mold us. Our surroundings not going to mold us. God and His Spirit and His Word is going to mold us. Mold our thinking, black God, that we think like Jesus does. Where nothing is impossible to us because we believe. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray to you. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we know.